Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's our spring membership drive. We'll get back to that in a few minutes. But first, by 2030, when the more than 70 million Americans born from 1946 to 1964 all will have turned 65, 18% of the population will be at least that age. So according to a recent Pew Research Center population projection, whether you fall into that bunch or are older or younger, what do you do today about your financial future will matter how long you work and your standard of living when you retire. Do you see retirement as a second act or the last step on the way out? That and many more factors will affect your finances in the years to come. Joining us now to talk about personal finance as we head out of the Great Recession, we hope, is personal finance advisor Jonathan Pond. He's known as America's financial planner, and Jonathan has devoted a good stretch of his career to public media audiences on television and radio, helping them make the most of their money. His brand new book is just out, available only to public broadcasting audiences. It's called Money Smarts: Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. Welcome back to the show, Jonathan.
Thank you very much, Ann. I'm glad to be back.
Before we move on, I want to let people know you're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. And once again, this is our spring membership drive. Remember, listener support, your support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your pledge right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Our goal this hour is $3,000. We can meet this goal with your help. Online pledges count toward the goal, too, at WOSU.org. Maybe you've been putting off showing your support for WOSU the same way you've been putting off maybe getting your finances in order. This is a great way to kill two birds with one stone. For a pledge at the $60 level, we will send you Jonathan Pond's new book, Money Smarts. The subtitle of the book is Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. And for that pledge of $60, we will send you this book, a book you cannot find in bookstores and you cannot order online. But you can get it right now by calling 1-866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. Jonathan.
Heavens, Ann. One addendum to the book, the new book, Money Smarts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also going to provide a web address where a member can come in and get a tablet version of the book as well as the cover, the book itself that will be sent to them on the theory that you must know somebody, a younger generation family member, older generation family member, somebody who could use a version of it too. So they'll get two versions.
That's fantastic.
Happy to do it. I'm just happy to support public broadcasting because it is the only investment you can make that pays dividends every day of the year.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Jonathan Pond. Give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org if you have a question or comment for Jonathan. First of all, Jonathan, I understand that you actually knew Dick Clark. This is way off topic, but I was wondering.
I'm chagrined to learn of his demise, and it was through my work on, in this instance, public television. It's a funny story. I was doing a series for PBS, and we were talking about the new tax rules. This was over a decade ago. We were talking about the new tax rules, and my producer said, we need to find somebody who not only is in a high tax bracket but will admit it. So he said, let's get Dick Clark. And I said, I was in Boston. The show was produced out of Miami. I said, that's impossible. He'll never do it. And he said, you know, he's very, very supportive of public broadcasting and broadcast in general. So I said, well, how are you going to reach him? He says, well, he's impossible to reach. I'll call his wife. Half hour later, he said, we've got to pack our bags. We're going out to L.A. to tape it. And we show up. Turns out it was, I believe, his 70th birthday. His wife, Carrie, who's wonderful, said, you can spend the whole day, if you want, interviewing him. And we were laying down about a minute of tape. But you can spend the whole day interviewing him, but I have to take him to his birthday party at the House of Blues over in Hollywood. So we show up at the place. He had an office building right across from the NBC studios in Burbank. He had so many businesses going on. Anyway, suffice it to say, we disrupted half of his day because he wanted to have the shoot, which was less than a minute, finished tape. He wanted to have the shoot in his office because the background of his office is extraordinary. It was a history of the music industry. He had over a couple of dozen signed Elvis photos, couple of dozen signed Beatles photos. So we did the thing. He was great. We gave him some lines. Of course, he threw those away and did his own thing. And it was a marvelous thing. But he's such a wonderful and warm human being. And to be able to do this, devote that time and disruption. I mean, they bring in a truckload of equipment to tape this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it just typifies what he was and how he was, helping young people for decades. So I'm chagrined by his demise, certainly, as we all are, but I will always think in terms of that and what a wonderful piece he did for public broadcasting.
Another supporter. There you go.
Yes.
614-292-8513 if you want to give us a call and talk to Jonathan Pond, PBS Financial Advisor, right now. Stephanie from Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Are you talking to me?
I am. Welcome, Stephanie.
Okay. I missed the first part of what you said. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
My only comment is, I know this may sound sort of tongue-in-cheek, and I don't want to minimize it, but I don't feel that I will ever be able to retire. I am 49 years old. I will be 50 years old this year. And I am a single parent. And I think that, I'm getting ready to send a child off to college. That's my first child off to college. That's something that, is that I will have to shoulder alone along with my son. And then I have another child to send off to college, and just the expense that is associated with all of that and the limitations that come with being a sole income person in terms of versus a two income, I just think that it puts and will put a huge strain on me and really marginalize my ability to really, really work and, to really retire and to really gain the resources that are needed to retire.
Well, let's see. Jonathan Pond, do you have any strategies
for Stephanie?
You
may feel like you're paddling alone in this ocean, but there are a lot of people in your boat. It hasn't been unusual for people to reach their 50s with what they perceive of as nothing to show for it. But they end up retiring, and they end up retiring reasonably well. Once the kids get out of college, that will provide you with more opportunity to put money away. It is never too late to start, and I can't tell you the number of people, I've been at this long enough, who feel they were in fact dead broke at 50, and they retired in their mid or late 60s. In reasonably fine fettle. Social Security provides a lot more of one's income needs than most of us imagine. So it could provide 40% of your income needs. The issue I have, are you on, Stephanie?
Yep, she is.
Okay. Have you bought a home yet?
No. I used to own a home, mm-hmm. and I through life changes and
sure.
everything else, I wound up selling it, and so I've been renting, and I don't know that I will ever buy that at this point. That it's really a good idea for me to buy a home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking, I'm. At this stage in the game, I'm not looking for some, 2,000-3,000 square foot home with all these different amenities
sure.
and everything. I mean, there are other single parent, single female parents who I work with, and one of them said that she was going to get a yurt and raise chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, she's a step below me. I said that I would go get a studio apartment with a hot plate. So,
well, do you know. Consider that at some point. I've advised people your age or a decade your senior to buy a home later in life, to get their housing costs under control, eventually pay off the mortgage, and to a person they've thanked me. They don't thank me when they go through the process, that's for sure. They curse me. But don't give up hope at all, because you can overcome this. And, you know, I'm burdened with three kids who never seem to go off the dole, and two are in college now, and it's you just don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. You will do fine. You don't listen to the boo birds out there that say you can't do it, because you can.
It's frightening. It's frightening.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Stephanie, thanks a lot for your call. Hang in there.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. Take care. You're listening to All Sides with Dan Fisher on 89.7 MPR News, and this is our spring membership drive. Remember, your support is the foundation of our budget. PBS financial advice expert Jonathan Pond is offering three thank you gifts to you and a great combo package. These gifts are exclusive for public broadcasting and are only available to you right now. You can go to our website and read detailed descriptions of all of the gifts, or you can call and ask our volunteers about the gifts. Call 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. Our pledge levels this hour range from $60 to $120 to $225. Really, something for anyone and any budget. Each of these thank you gifts will help you stay afloat while the economy continues to recover. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go to our secure server at WOSU.org. I've already explained the book, and we can get into it more, mm-hmm. of course, Money Smarts, your brand new book, Jonathan. But you also, at the $120 level each, have a couple of items, your Money Smarts Financial Planner, and then at the $120 level, Money Smarts Investment Planner. And at the $225 level, both of those planners plus the book and, of course, the one-year subscription to Ponderings.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about Money Smarts Financial Planner.
Well, this is in previous incarnations has been the most popular thank you gift ever offered on public broadcasting, and it has been I think of Stephanie, and it has been a life changing thing for many people. I had a letter recently from someone who said, you know, we were in such bad condition, having declared bankruptcy, that no one would pay any attention to us, but the financial planner really gave us hope. What it is, it's based on a questionnaire that you'll receive directly from WOSU shortly after you support WOSU, and you can take your time filling out the questionnaire. You can't find these anywhere else but on public broadcasting, by the way. Take your time filling it out. You can fill it out on paper and mail it to me, or by email. And if you do it by email, you don't even have to give me your name and address, because I can email the report back to you. The questionnaire is easy to fill out, takes about 30 minutes, but it provides me with enough information to give you a one-of-a-kind report based on your specific situation. No two reports are anywhere near alike. They work for all ages, all family situations, all income levels. We've had people ranging from their late teens to their late 90s complete these reports. It works nicely for retirees as well as us working stiffs. If you're going through some tough times, it works. This is the Money Smarts Financial Planner. There's nothing like it. I was in Washington at a government conference just last week describing this to them, and they were really enthused about what I've been doing for smart people. After all, this is Money Smarts Financial Planner, who are smart enough to support their public broadcasting station. And you can take advantage of this by calling 866-897-9678. or pledge at WOSU.org. It's up to you. And that's just one of the two. Right, Ann?
Mm-hmm. Just one of the two. The other one is called Money Smarts Investment Planner. What's the difference?
There's no overlap between the two, and that's why I think, based upon our past record, that many people want to take advantage of both at the $225 level. The investment planner takes an in-depth look at your investments. It tells you how to diversify your investments based upon the questions that you respond in the questionnaire. It provides specific, no load, that means no commission, mutual fund recommendations, and they are highly customized. I've been accused by some of the big Wall Street firms of trying to put them out of business because, you know, if you work with any of these firms, they tell people to invest in the same things. Well, that's nonsense because everyone's situation is different. The investment planner, unlike anything that's out there, will look at your situation and make recommendations specific to your circumstances with respect to your investment. If you're just starting out in investing, like Stephanie may be, it'll show you how to build up your investments. What's the best thing to invest in right now? And then what happens when you go from $1,000 to $5,000 to $10,000? So it's a true plan. And I do hope you'll call in with a question if you wish, but just as importantly, call in and say thank you to WOSU.
1-866-897-9678 is the number to call. Thanks to Dan in Circleville. We have $2,900 to go this hour. Give us a call. Make your pledge right now. 1-866-897-9678 and show your support for your public radio station. You know, I use the phrase in the introduction, Jonathan, as we head out of the Great Recession. And the question for most of us is, where are we headed next?
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Just the current news tends to focus on what's going on in this country. Spain's banks are in the unless they get some more financial aid, will collapse. I mean, literally, they're on the brink of collapsing right now. The situation in Europe is absolutely horrible. I don't think any reasonable person. Observer of the scene can think that Greece is going to survive in its current case without a substantial retrenchment financially. So, but the U.S. markets aren't reacting that negatively to this because I think the feeling is that the economy is starting to tentatively to rebound. And the strengthening of the U.S. economy will trump the problems overseas, largely in Europe. China has also got a strong headwinds in their economy.
Mm-hmm.
But U.S. companies seem to be chugging along reasonably well, and the markets have been rather ebullient. So the main thing for people to take away with respect to their investing is don't let all this noise, all this negativism influence you. The market seems to think that things are getting better. And I'll talk more about the stock market versus the bond market, mm-hmm. but it's been a pretty good run in stocks, and they don't seem to be willing to react negatively to all this bad news, particularly overseas. And the markets, say what you will about Wall Street, and whatever you say about them can't be too stern, but the collective market is pretty good at predicting what's going to go on over the next 6 to 12 months. And what they say is, you know, it's not going to be bad. It may not be that good, but it won't be bad.
You talk about the phrase, this time it's different, in the mm-hmm. preface to your book.
Yeah.
that point being that
we hear this so many times. I mean, how many times have we heard this time it's different? That's an excuse by Wall Street to try to get you to buy something you shouldn't be buying, or to transact business that you shouldn't be transacting. It's no different. I mean, I've been at this a long time, and sure, we go through some rough patches, but financial Armageddon isn't imminent. I have a couple of clients actually whose opinion. They study the markets all the time, and they are almost 100% wrong. Literally, I mean, I hate to say that, but they are. Been with me for decades, and they're still bearish. You know, they still think, and they've thought this for 3 years. Well, you know, it's not right. You can't predict these things. What can you predict? Over the long term, 10 years or more, stocks will beat bonds. Bonds will beat cash type investments like CDs and money market funds, and cash type investments will beat gold. I mean, that's the way it's been in the past, and there's no reason to think that that's not going to be the case in the future. Now, what I try to do with the Money Smarts Investment Planner and the Money Smarts Financial Planner is give you sensible guidance based on your own situation that will allow you to make prudent decisions. Not necessarily always correct decisions, but I want you to be able to benefit when the markets and the economy are thriving and not sacrifice everything when the markets and the economy are diving. You can't predict these things. Anybody who thinks they can predict the markets over the next 6 months or a year should be strongly encouraged to seek immediate residential mental health counseling. These people are nuts, and the 50-minute hour is grossly insufficient for these people. They need to rest a few weeks.
You're listening to Jonathan Pond, PBS Financial Advisor. His new book is called Money Smarts, Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. And it is our thank you gift to you right now at the $60 membership level. Money Smarts, it's a brand new book. We've never had it on the air before, a public broadcasting exclusive. It's not available in bookstores or on the web. You can learn how to protect your money during tough economic times, take control of your debt. Big, big issue in this book, and focus on the retirement prize and learn the 5 keys to a secure financial future. Now, Jonathan just mentioned earlier, too, along with the book, you'll get a free ebook.
That's right.
Ebook version of the book.
Yeah, we'll give them a non-public email address, Anne, and depending upon the kind of tablet they have, they will be able to download the book into their tablet. And the thinking is I want to spread the wealth for those who wonderful people who become members of their public broadcasting station. And certainly there's somebody who can benefit from one of the versions of the book.
Well, I like it because you can kind of bring it with you when you do go see your financial advisor and they say one thing. You can have made notes in this book when you put it on ebook, and you can kind of zip to that and say, well, wait a minute, and look back and double check without flipping through a regular book. They won't know what you're looking at. 614-292-8513 is the number to call if you want to talk to Jonathan Pond. We'd love your questions or comments. But if you want to show your support for WOSU right now, if you want to show your support for 89.7 NPR News and everything that we bring to you every single day, give us a call, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. I know that we have about $2,800 to go yet. I want to say thanks to David and Ann in Columbus for their support. Take the time to show your support right now. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call. PBS financial advice expert Jonathan Pond is offering 3 thank you gifts to you and a great combo package. These gifts are exclusive, remember, and are only available to you right now. You can go to our website and read detailed descriptions of all of the gifts, or you can call and ask our volunteers about the gifts. They're just a couple walls away from me. I was just visiting them, and they're eager to get to work. So get the phones ringing right now and help them out and show your support for All Sides with Dan Fisher and everything we bring to you every day. Jonathan Pond visited us earlier this spring. He's not just about coming on for the pledge drives, and we enjoyed that a lot, Jonathan, by the way. That was great.
That was a lot of fun, and I hope to get out there again.
You reiterate in the book's introduction that money is not so much a function of how much you earn, but rather it's a function of what you do with what you earn. And I thought of that when we were listening to Stephanie talk about her problems, because they're definitely real problems.
Yeah. It's is almost impossible for people to save. But I have part of what the financial planner, Money Smart's financial planner, does is it asks about your savings level, and then depending upon your savings level, it gives you a plan. I like to call it the 1% plan. As a matter of fact, this predated the time that 1%, you know, was being vilified as the top 1%ers,
right,
because the license plate on my 1994 Volvo is 1%. And the reason for that is I would like to be a member of the 1%, but I am not. It talks about 1%. Start out saving 1% of your income. Boost it up when you can. Go to 2%. Go to 3%. Get a match in your 401k if you can. And just work up from there. And eventually you will, if you join the 1%ers, that is, you'll be saving 1% of your income per month. That's 12%. That's an awful lot. But people do work up to that. And no matter what your financial situation may be, there are other people, and you're unable to save, there are other people in your identical situation who are saving. And that's how it starts. I force my kids to save. They don't like it. They don't they don't think they can live off their relatively modest incomes, but they're forced to do it, and they don't miss it after a while. They'd like to be able to reduce the amount I tell them to save, but that's okay. They're the preacher's daughters, so they have to set a good example for people. that's what it. And again, if you're 45 or 50 or 55, and you've maybe gone through some financial reversals, or you've done that horrible thing, as Stephanie has done, as I have done, you've taken financial responsibility for things that eat, just huge, huge financial obligations. You can get over that hurdle and get down to business. It's amazing, and I point this out in the reports, the financial planner report and the investment planner report, how just delaying Social Security by a couple of years, mm-hmm, delaying retirement by 2 or 3 years, just dramatically changes your financial outlook. The problem is, and NPR is no different from any of the other ones, is they love to focus on how hopeless our situations are. And everybody says, geez, well, I'm hopeless, they're hopeless, everybody's hopeless. And it's not necessarily the case. It's up to you.
1-866-897-9678. It's also up to you to show support for your public radio station. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to do that right now. I'll reiterate it. If this is something you've been putting off the same way you've been putting off taking responsibility for your financial future, this is a great way to kill two birds with one stone. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org.
And at the $225 right level, you can, I really consider this a privilege and a responsibility to help people, and I'm going to do my utmost to give you guidance that, and it's well organized, it's understandable. I don't, you know, try to bowl over people with arcane words. I mean, the financial services industry thrives on obfuscation. You can understand it. It's hopeful. It's helpful. These reports include priority lists. I mean, I offer a lot of recommendations. The average report, financial planner report, has about 60 recommendations. So I'm thinking to myself, well, that's great. They'll feel so overwhelmed they won't do anything. So I now put a priority list in showing, in order of priority, what the most important things to do are right now. Also, I will write you a cover letter, a brief cover letter, in which I say what your situation is. And again, I never say it's hopeless. And I usually say, you're making some good progress. And then I point out a couple of areas where you're really doing well. And then I say, but, and I give you some suggestions, because that's what it's all about. Taking small steps now and building up, checking off the items in your priority list. I get excited about this. I mean, this has gone on now 25 years since I started this thing.
Right.
And I think it's around 600,000 public broadcasting members have taken advantage of it, something like that. And I'm so happy to do it. It's a labor of love. It really is, because I get mail all the time. This has really made a difference in our financial lives.
At $225 pledge level, you get both the Money Smarts Financial Planner and the Money Smarts Investment Planner and the Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond book, plus a coupon good for one download of the exclusive ebook version of Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond. And this enables members to keep either the softcover book or ebook and give the other version to a family member or a friend, family member like a kid that eats,
yeah,
that someday you hope will,
yeah,
be eating on their own dime.
<That's>
plus a one-year subscription to Ponderings, Jonathan's weekly e-newsletter. Give us a call right now, 1-866-897-9678, and show your support for WOSU and All Sides with Ann Fisher. We try to bring you every day, and we work hard to bring you every day interesting people and conversations that are in-depth and get at the current events of our day and the issues of our day, the larger issues of our day. Many times we talk to a guest for 40 minutes or the entire hour. You only find that on public radio. Support 89.7 NPR News at 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. If you want to speak with Jonathan Pond, give us a call, 614-292-8513. Bill in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Yes, I just wanted to say that I just got a reverse mortgage, and I think people should be aware that to not necessarily go by the actors on television that advertise reverse mortgages, because they charge $3,000 more in closing costs, probably to help pay the actors.
Probably.
Go by the internet. You know, I'm happy with what I got, but I saved $3,000 by going on.
Good for you, Bill. And it's like go, you know, shopping for an income annuity. The ones that are offered you are not necessarily the best deal you can get. So shop around for these. How old are you, Bill?
Yeah, you can in the 70s.
Good.
Hey, Jonathan, how do you know when you're a good candidate for a reverse mortgage?
That's why I asked Bill how old he was, because you want to be in your 70s or even later. It's a function. The amount of the emolument you get is a function of your age. And what I'm worried about are people who think that they can take these out at 62, which is the youngest you can, and they're going to be in fine financial fettle for the rest of their lives. You're not going to get much out of the reverse mortgage, for one thing, because they're going to have, you know, they theoretically have to pay you for $30, 30 years or more. And so it pays to wait. Don't consider it as part of your financial planning until later in life. Now, the other question I have, Bill, is how did you take it out? Because there are a variety of choices you have to take it. Did you take an annual, or I should say, a stream of income for the rest of your life, or did you take a lump sum?
I took a lump sum plus a line of credit, and there's no interest on the line of credit.
Okay, fine. Fine. There are a variety of choices, and that's why you have to be very wary or careful what kind of choices you make. If you're comfortable with managing the money, you could take a lump sum and then live off that. Those that are less comfortable with that might want to take a lifetime income, or you can take a combination of them. But you will receive counseling for this and make the right choices, and they can work. I refer to them as a later in life trump card. They can be a wonderful benefit, the reverse mortgage, in your future. And for those of you who are listening, I get enough information from your questionnaire and the Money Smarts financial planner to be able to advise you about the efficacy of a reverse mortgage, because it's a big issue for people. And you're right, Bill, so right, that anytime you see an aging actor you know, whether it's bathtubs or reverse mortgages or annuities, yes, that's not the place to go in most instances.
Thank you, Bill, for that call. Thanks to Kristen and Powell and also Daryl in Grove City. We have about $2,300 to go and just about 21 minutes. Give us a call. I know we can make this goal. We need to make our goals as we move along. We don't want to fall behind. This is very important to the future of WOSU and 89.7. Every single fund drive is important and every single dollar is important. Give what you can afford. Absolutely live within your means. Heaven knows we wouldn't ask you to do anything else during this particular program. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call. Don't forget that this is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News and that this is All Sides with Dan Fisher. Joining us this morning is financial advisor Jonathan Pond with our thank you gifts for this hour. The best deal we're offering right now is the Jonathan Pond Combo. For a pledge of just $225, you will receive Jonathan's new book, Money Smarts, and the Money Smarts Financial Planner and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. It's a great deal for $225. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. And remember, this is a sort of package deal that you can divvy up among the different people in your family who may need different things at the depending on their stage of life. Maybe your oldest kid is, you know, getting that first job with some real money. The Money Smarts Investment Planner might work for them. The Money Smarts Financial Planner might be for yourself. And maybe the Money Smarts book would be something you give somebody just starting out.
All
of the above.
I don't know because we don't keep the information. We are assiduous in maintaining your confidentiality, so we don't retain the information, nor do we give it to anybody else, of course. Mm-hmm. But the stations tell me that who track these things that about a third of the people who take advantage of these are doing it for a family member.
Makes a great graduation gift.
It sure could. It sure could because, again, you want to be able to have these kids sometime leave the nest. It's like Pond's Law of Bedrooms, one of several inviolable Pond's Laws. Pond's Law of Bedrooms says, quite simply, the more bedrooms you have in your house, the more likely it is you're going to have younger generation family members living with you in your dotage. So small is better.
1-866-897-9678 is the number to call. We have just about 17 minutes to go and still $2,300. Give us a call, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and show your support right now. We have an email from Barbara Jonathan. She writes, please ask Mr. Pond to talk about the financial planning for college. I'm in my mid-50s. And I have a high school junior and an eighth grader. I consulted a book called Paying for College Without Going Broke several years ago and have been following the advice of the authors, contributing maximum amounts to retirement accounts, thus making them off limits for colleges to count them as assets, mm-hmm. and encouraging my children to do well in school. My oldest has elite private institutions in mind for college. He does quite well in school, but so do many other applicants, and I dread getting a letter offering little financial assistance.
Right.
What advice can you give? You mentioned having children in college. Perhaps you could also talk about your insight into the financial aid process for colleges. You have some recent experience with it.
Yeah, it's interesting that our latest has applied to a variety. Our youngest is a senior in high school and is getting a variety of merit scholarships. Now, I know she's not listening right now, so I want to say, our daughter getting a merit scholarship, you know, we don't see that merit at home. But anyway, and some of them are fairly serious amounts of money. And in addition to financial aid that she may qualify for, Barbara's exactly right. Contribute to your retirement plans at work. Sometimes the temptation is to, you know, start putting money into 529 plans, which also don't count, at least at this juncture, don't count as assets for the purpose of parents having to fork over money. The problem with not not maxing out on your retirement plans is that it's use it or lose it every year. I mean, if you didn't do an IRA by the deadline, which was April 17th, you've foregone that opportunity. You can do one for 2012, but you've foregone that opportunity. So don't sacrifice your financial future on the altar of saving for college. Do the best you can. It's more important, though, to save for college. It's also, by the way, it's more important to save for retirement. Same thing goes with extra payments on your mortgage. As much as I like them and advocate them, it's still better to contribute to your retirement plans to the maximum if you can afford it. I think Barbara's doing the right thing. Check for a variety of college plans. Sally May's website, I don't have the web address, is particularly helpful in planning for financial aid. But we all get over the hurdle. We all indeed get over the hurdle. And if you get an award that is not sufficient, particularly if the kid is quite talented, there's no reason not to go back to the school and ask for more.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, another point. And the Money Smarts Financial Planner Report will help with those kids who have or those parents who are encumbered with college-bound kids. If you don't have college-bound kids, we don't waste your time with it. These reports are truly customized. And so the report is there. The report will help you overcome that challenge. And we all get over it, and then eventually they finish up after 6 or 7 years of college.
We have that website for Sally May at sallymay.com, and we'll post it on our website WOSU.org/allsides. If you go to WOSU.org, you can make your pledge to WOSU during our spring membership drive. We just got started today, and if we can get 15 calls in the next 13 minutes, we'll make our goal. 15 calls or web pledges in the next 13 minutes, and we'll meet our goal. Make the call right now, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and make the pledge right now. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and it is our spring membership drive, and our goal today is simple, to get your pledge of support at 1-866-897-9678. I promise you, if you don't make that pledge today, we won't be sending out the collection agency for you. We depend on you showing your support. We can't come after you. You have to come to us, and we're asking for that support today and throughout our spring membership drive.
And we don't have that much more time left.
We don't.
I mean, the issue is, the pressing issue is that you can't call, as I've often said, call my office here in Boston and try to sleaze your way into these. we are happy to make these available to members of public broadcasting stations, and that's it. And let me quickly go through the thank you gifts, if I may, Ann,
sure.
Just to because we've been talking a lot about them. At the $60 or above pledge level, you receive three things, really. You receive my latest book, Money Smarts, Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. Very readable, very understandable, which I'll be happy to sign the book for what it's worth. Second, you will receive a web address where you can download a tablet version of the same book. And third, you'll receive, should you request it, an opportunity to receive my 1-year subscription to my weekly e-newsletter, which is very popular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people are taking advantage of it, and they're having to pay dearly for it outside. But that's Ponderings, comes to you every Monday morning. Now, at the $120 level, you can take advantage of the Money Smarts Financial Planner or the Money Smarts Investment Planner. Take your choice between the two. I think most people will step up, and this is a wonderful show of support, to the $225 level and receive both of the reports as well as the book, the two versions of the book. That's at the $225 level. Now, we've been talking about the financial planner and the investment planner. The similarity between them is they're based on a questionnaire. You receive a paper version of the questionnaire with a password. You can either do this on the internet, as most people do, or on paper and send it in to me. And you can request to receive your report either by the internet within about a week or on paper. It takes about 3 weeks. Again, it's your choice. There's no time limit on it. The only time limit is that there are 10 minutes left in this program.
10 minutes left.
And once you fill out the questionnaire, I will prepare a one-of-a-kind report for you. The financial planner looks at all areas of your financial life, planning for retirement or thriving in retirement if you're already retired, managing your debt before it manages you, wills, estate planning, getting the right kind of insurance at the right price. The investment planner takes an in-depth look at your investments, provides you with recommendations as to how to diversify your money, which is what is a big bugaboo for people. Incidentally, I know this because we asked the question, do you use an investment advisor? Mm-hmm. Almost three-quarters of the people who take advantage of the Money Smarts investment planner already have an investment advisor,
right,
and they just want a second opinion.
Right.
And so those are available right now, and they will make a difference in your financial life. I promise you that, because these reports, Anne has seen them. They're really a wonderful way to get your feet back on the ground, or to do better with your money than you are right now.
And there's you can take your time to fill them out. In other words, if you want to give them to somebody at the end of when they graduate, or maybe at the end of the summer, or maybe sometime next fall, you can do that. There's no deadline on them. So give us a call, 1-866-897-9678. I want to say thanks to Tina and David and Lewis Center, and also Elizabeth and Columbus. We have 12 more pledges this hour to go if we want to make our goal. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. We have three different pledge levels. At a $60 level, where you get the book, $120 level, where you have the choice between the two planners, the $225 level, which is everything. And as well, I forgot, as far as with the book goes, is the ebook version as well of Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond, and the 1-year subscription to Ponderings, which should not be undervalued at all. 1-866-897-9678. Pick up the phone right now or go online to WOSU.org and show your support for All Sides with Ann Fisher. Vote with your pocketbook. It's a great time to tell people this is something that you care about, that you understand how hard we're working to bring you interesting programs every single day of the week. 1-866-897-9678. And Anita in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. My question is, I recently opened an HSA account with a high deductible insurance plan that I have for my company.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is the HSA account, if you don't use that money that you contribute, or you don't use a portion of the money you contribute, you can invest that money later, next year, into your retirement. Is that right? Or is it just you can leave it in that health savings account and
the rules are in flux now, but generally you can leave it in the HSA if it's permitted by the employer. For future medical use, yes.
Okay.
But you can't just spend it on anything. It just stays in play is all.
That's correct. So if you have any surgery that you're contemplating and fearing, you might as well get it done, or procedures or whatever. If you can take advantage of the HSA, otherwise save it for a rainy day.
So my understanding was so maybe that's changed.
The new Health Act, which is still, they're still working out the provisions of the new Health Act, did restrict HSAs in some fashion, and whether or not those potential regulations are going to be implemented or not is still, as I understand it, last I checked, in flux.
Okay.
Okay.
So, quick question on that then. Previously, we were told that that money basically could be used toward retirement later if you didn't end up using it for health care. So does that count as your annual contribution to your retirement fund? Is that considered part of it or no?
You should get some clarification on that, because I am not aware of any situation where money put into an HSA can then be moved into a retirement plan. But if it is, you can be well assured that it would work, that would be considered toward your maximum allowable retirement.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right,
Anita. Sure.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
We have plenty of volunteers waiting to take your call. We need 10 more pledges in 5 minutes, 10 more pledges to help us reach our goal this hour, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Our thank you gifts today are that we're talking about today are only available to people who support public broadcasting. This is the only way to take advantage of what you are hearing about today. Don't wait. Call now while Jonathan Pond is on the air. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go online to our secure server at WOSU.org. It only takes about 2 minutes, and our volunteers are ready, willing, and able to take your call right now. Thanks to Hillary in Columbus and Kelly in Canal Winchester, we have 8 more pledges to go in just about 4 minutes. 8 pledges in 4 minutes. I know we can do it. Pick up the phone and be one of the 8 right now, 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org. $60 at the $60 pledge level, Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond. It's a brand new book. We've never had it before. Don't confuse it with previous books. Money Smarts, brand new, a public broadcasting exclusive, not available in bookstores around the web. And you get a coupon for one download of the exclusive ebook version of Money Smarts. And you get a 1-year subscription to Ponderings, all for $60. It's our thank you gift because that's how much we appreciate your support. 8 pledges to go, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and make the pledge right now. At the $120 pledge level, you can have your choice of the Money Smarts Financial Planner or the Money Smarts Investment Planner. And at the $225 level, we want to give you the whole kit and caboodle. Something you can split up and share with other people or use it all yourself at the $225 pledge level. Please make the call right now, 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Sarah in Columbus, we need 7 more pledges and we have about 3 minutes to go. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org.
Just think of what WOSU does to all of the members of the community in the greater Columbus area. I mean, it's arguably our most accessible and most widely available educational resource. And this is in an area that certainly values education. What I like about public broadcasting is that it benefits everybody in the community, not only those that might be blessed with some resources, but those that are not blessed. They still think of the children in the community and how they benefit from the programming for younger people. It's you feel good when you make a contribution to WOSU. Let me put it that way.
It feels really good to make the contribution. And some people wait. They just wait and they think maybe next time. Make it this time. 1-866-897-9678. We need your show of support. We need your help. And it's a way of helping yourself. 1-866-897-9678. 7 more pledges to go. Just about 1.5 minutes. Take the time to do it right now. You can do it and be on and off the phone in about 2 minutes. I talked to our volunteers. They're waiting 2 doors away from me. Keep them busy. Give them something to do. This is a way that they show their support for public radio, for WOSU and 89.7 NPR News. That's one of the ways they show support. Thanks to Charles and Joanne, we need 5 more calls. We have 90 seconds to go and 5 more calls. Just 5 people. Pick up the phone, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. These thank you gifts we're talking about today are only available to people who support public broadcasting. So don't wait. Call now while Jonathan Pond is on the air, 1-866-897-9678. Jonathan, we're basically out of time. I want to thank you once again for joining us. As always, you're so helpful.
Well, thank you very much, Ann, and thank you to the wonderful listeners you have who ask great questions and are smart enough to support their public radio station.
Thanks for listening. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is WOSU 89.7 and WOSU HD1 Columbus, streaming online at WOSU.org, 89.7 NPR News, a service of WOSU Public Media.
Support for 89.7 comes from Flowers of the Good Earth, hosting their 23rd annual garden party featuring the garden sage Deborah Napke, Sunday, May 6th at 1 p.m. in Bremen, Ohio. Details and registration at flowersofthegoodearth.com.